From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Confusion hampers the settlement of refugees. A group of migrants scuffled with Hungarian police Wednesday when they refused orders to leave a railway train and head to a detention camp. Many of the families on the train said they were fleeing the civil war in Syria and were trying to reach a safe haven in Europe. The migrants aboard the train are just a small portion of the up to 500,000 refugees believed bound for Europe. China President Xi Jinping has announced plans to cut his country's military force by 300,000 troops, more than 10%. Mr. Xi made the announcement just before a huge parade Thursday commemorating the Allied victory over Japan in World War II. He said the cuts are in the interest of peace, and China has no interest in controlling its neighbors or expanding in ways that would harm other nations. U.S. officials say they have spotted five Chinese Navy ships in international waters off the coast of Alaska. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed the presence of the five vessels, noting that it is the first time the U.S. has observed Chinese Navy ships in the Bering Sea. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. officials have not detected any threatening activities by the ships, but said the intent of their presence was still unclear. Uganda's main opposition forum for democratic change has elected former leader Kizza Besigye as the party's candidate to challenge President Yoweri Museveni in the 2016 presidential election. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed support Thursday for a parliamentary vote in Iran on the recent international nuclear agreement. This is VOA News.